Hey, Julio, could you talk about the job? The wide receivers and tight ends are doing, you know, y'all barely got just a few drop passes. Everybody's snagging everything, seems like.
The ball is everything. We harp on it. We talk about it every team meeting, you know, and we got to go out there and protect everything. And, you know, defense has been doing a great job of training us, you know, throughout practice, taking care of the ball and aggressive hands going to get the ball when the ball is in the air.
Did you know Gabriel had some hops like that? We went up on that third
and
grabbed it?
I did not, but he put it on film. You know, you can't forget that. Once you put it on film, it's there. You know, you can always go back and show someone, you know, what you did and put it on film.
And, the importance of not having the drops, that have been a key factor in these long drives for you guys, too, in the third down conversion?
The thing is just been communication. You know, everybody knowing what they're doing on those particular plays. You know, if you're not in the right area, you know, you're not spreading the field, you know, the offensive line not doing a great job for us or anything like that, none of this would be possible. You know, it's a whole, it's a unit. You know, we've been doing a great job of practicing and competing against the defense, and the defense has been giving us great looks during practice, so we're able to go out there on game days and make it come to life.
Julio, can you talk about their defensive backs? They got some really quality guys. Really talk about Talib.
You know, just their whole defense in general is a great defense. Probably one of the best defenses we're going to face this year, you know. And we got to be ready, you know, but our guys have been giving us great looks at practice. It's not more about them, it's more about us. You know, we got to go in there and do what we do. You know, they have great athletes, and definitely in the secondary and in front seven is very, very good. So, but at the end of the day, it comes down to us and our execution.
And they play a lot of man.
They do play a lot of man. You know, probably 90% of the time they play a lot of man. But, I mean, we got to win our matchups. We got to win those one-on-one matchups.
And you said last week, you said, hey, I want man coverage.
Yeah, you know, that's what they do. So we'll see what they do. You know, it's always, you know, defense coordinators, definitely game plans. So who knows what's going to happen. But that's their identity. That's what they known for is playing the man-to-man. So, I mean, we'll see when we get to game time.
You've said before, once you have a big game, it's man coverage. Usually expect a little more coverage, and the other guys have to step up.
Yeah.
Is that sort of what your film you're going to see in Denver, a little more coverage on you?
You never know. I'm just ready for any and everything. That's the way, you know, we come out here and we practice. We try to get better together. You know, the defense trains us. Like I said before, you know, I'm waiting on the other guys, and I know they will step up and make plays when teams try to take me away. So they play man-to-man, so, I mean, my guess is as good as yours on how they're going to come out and play us this upcoming week.
I know you take it game by game, but it's just how do you follow up a repeat performance like that? Fans are going to expect it, but obviously it's not going to happen every week, though.
Last week was last week. You know, that was just what my teammates needed me to do, you know, to obviously get the W. This week my role might be different, you know, but I'm willing to take whatever role is put on my shoulders, you know, week to week.
Matt said you were probably the most unselfish superstar, whether you get one catch or 10 catches. Any thoughts about that and what your impact on this team is? He obviously high praise for you.
Yes, I mean, it's a brotherhood. You know, it doesn't matter. Like, if I had to take out the trash, I'd take out the trash. You know, just keep the house clean, you know. Keep the smell out, whatever it is. You know, you got to do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do it. And that's for my brothers.
I don't know if you saw, but Emmanuel Sanders said if he had a game like you did, he'd retire. The 70-yard play would be the last play. Do you know Emmanuel Sanders, and what do you like about his game?
I don't know him, you know, but he's a very crafty guy, very shifty. And he make explosive plays all the time, so I don't know what he's talking about as far as he's going to make a 70-yard, you know, touchdown and retire, because that's false. I think he done that numerous of times in his career.
Not a marker on a win to get against a team that's in the Super Bowl. It's kind of a little bit more than just a matchup.
They just the next team up, next opponent. You know, one team at a time. It's going to be fun. You know, they have Super Bowl defense. This is a Super Bowl defense, and they won the Super Bowl with this defense. So it's going to be a good challenge, and it's going to be fun. We're going to go out here, and we're going to continue to keep having fun, though. So it's not added pressure, or we're going to do this, we're going to make up something else or anything like that. We're gonna work, practice, put all the work in, and then we're going to go out there and play and have fun.
I know you don't like to look ahead, but you're sort of out on the West Coast for 2 weeks. Is that mm-hmm. a kind of a different kind
no.
of job?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, Q talked to the team. We all talked about it. It's like playing hurt, playing in cold weather, playing when it's hot. I mean, it's nothing to it. You know, all of us, we just got, wrap our mind around it and just get going. I mean, don't make it bigger than what it is.
But you'll miss talking to us on Thursday, right?
Definitely miss talking to y'all on Thursday. So.